Staff from the Department of Financial Services will be available to meet with flood victims today at the Westminster Community Church at 909 Harlem Road. DFS analyst Michael Romano says he and his colleagues can help homeowners with any insurance issues they may have. And Romano says even people without flood insurance can get advice.
Definitely come down to the Mobile Command Center. Bring your homeowner's policy because you may have a certain endorsement on your policy which would afford you coverage in this type of situation. So that's really what we're looking for here. We're taking a line-by-line, itemized look at the insurance policies and try and identify where coverage would be applicable.
Patricia Leopard Grant has lived in the neighborhood 24 years and says it's the first flood she's seen there. Leopard Grant says she lost everything, including Kittinger furniture and her vehicle.
The catastrophe was terrible, but nobody got injured. And the people that worked there, the firemen, rescue squads from all companies, came forward with such a community effort that makes me proud that I live in Western New York and that all this help has been available for us. And we can all count our blessings, no matter what our losses are.
Representatives in Washington are seeking a waiver from FEMA's 100-home minimum so the 70 families can get disaster relief. But in the meantime, West Seneca Supervisor Sheila Megan says the community is organizing a day of caring this Saturday.
Cleaning up some of the backyards, the heavy debris that came in. So we're hopeful that it'll be a successful day for all the residents, those families that were affected.
The state's Mobile Command Center for flood victims will be open from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. today at the Westminster Community Church on Harlem Road in West Seneca. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.